Zondervan presents A Perfect Square, a Shipshawana Amish Mystery, Book 2, by Vanetta Chapman. Read by Pam Ward. To my father-in-law, George Robert Chapman. While this novel is set against the real backdrop of Shipshawana, Indiana, the characters are fictional. There is no intended resemblance between the characters in this book and any real members of the Amish and Mennonite communities. As with any work of fiction, I've taken license in some areas of research as a means of creating the necessary circumstances for my characters. My research was thorough. However, it would be impossible to be completely accurate in details and descriptions, since each and every community differs. Therefore, any inaccuracies in the Amish and Mennonite lifestyles portrayed in this book are completely due to fictional license. Chapter 1. Shipshawana, Indiana, late October.
Less than 2 weeks until the wedding.
Deborah Yoder glanced once at Esther, then focused again on the dirt lane, her horse Cinnamon, and guiding the buggy down the rutted path. On both sides of them, fields of fall corn rose, golden and plump, ready for harvest. They shaded the lane so that the mid-morning sun broke through in a slatted fashion, as if it were winking at them. Joshua and Leah spoke in hushed tones from the back seat, caught up in some game that children play. It never failed to amaze Deborah how they managed to find amusement in the smallest things. Yesterday it had been twisting stalks of corn shucks into absurd figures. When Esther didn't comment, Deborah looked at her friend again. Esther's hands clutched the casserole bowl firmly.